We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, it's Carson and Kennedy. Welcome to the podcast for Thursday, July 11th, 2019. Kennedy got broken up with again. Dan making very important decisions in his life. He's going to be 30 next week and he needs to know if he should move out of his house. Is going swimming better than taking a shower? These are all very important questions on our show today. And the summer of love has started, Kennedy's favorite time of year, as we relive some of our favorite War of the Roses.
Summer brings thoughts of happiness, sunshine, and cheaters.
What the f***? Oh my God, I knew it.
Wait, who is this?
It's Carson and Kennedy's Summer of Love. All your favorites all summer long.
It's Carson.
We've been married about 7 years, and we've got a five-year-old, and we have a babysitter. She's young, gorgeous, and there's something going on there. There's something weird about this relationship, and it's awkward. And they're, like, kind of flirty, but then awkward, and it's just very bizarre. And I looked, and he does have, like, her contact info saved in his phone, which I guess is normal, because if...
Well, she's your babysitter.
Happened, yeah, exactly. Sure. Like, when she comes to watch our son... She's dressed, you know, like a little too, like she's going out, a little too scandalous. Which
slutty.
Really
slutty
sense.
Is the word I think she's looking for. Kennedy is going to pose as somebody that works for his cell phone company. She's going to offer him a dozen red roses, and he can choose to have them sent to whoever he wants. And hopefully it's you, Monica.
I hope so.
You can stay on the line, but don't say anything, okay?
Hello?
Hi, may I please speak with Aaron?
This is Aaron.
Hi, Aaron. My name is Shelley. I'm calling from your wireless provider. How are you today?
Oh, I'm good. Thanks.
I just want to preface this by saying this isn't a billing call. I'm not asking you for money.
Okay.
I'm calling on behalf of because we want to thank you for being a loyal customer to us. And we want to offer you a dozen red roses. And we will deliver those for you anywhere in the continental United States that you choose just for being a customer with us. How does that sound today?
Really?
Yeah, really. No catches. I don't need a credit card number. Nothing like that. Honestly, this is just something for free.
Wow. Dozen red roses. Okay, sure.
Okay. What I need to do is get some information as to who you would like to send them to. I'll get that address in a minute, but I need to fill out the card first. It's just the way our computer system works. So what I'll need is the name of the person you'd like for me to send these to.
Okay. Send them to Lisa.
Okay, Lisa. And I just need the message you'd like put on the card.
Oh, wow. Bad at writing these things. Something like, you make me feel 19 again. And put
Are you kidding me?
And put like a smiley face.
Are you kidding
on
me
it.
Right now? You're disgusting.
Hold on a second, Monica. Aaron?
Yeah?
This is Carson and Kennedy with Mix 104.1. How are you?
I don't understand what's going on.
We have your wife, Monica, on the phone.
Either.
She wants to know who this Lisa is. Is this the babysitter?
Yep.
Yep,
it's the babysitter. Sicko. Sick, perverted, sick. Really? I couldn't believe it. I thought I was freaking out. I thought I was tripping. Nope.
All right,
nope,
can we talk about
disgusting.
This? Oh, another time?
No. No. Hope it was worth it. Hope it was worth it.
Aaron, why are you sending flowers to the babysitter?
It's not... What you think? It's kind of hard to explain. I can talk about it.
Oh, really? Let's
we'll
explain
talk
it. Let's try it really
when,
hard
when
right now.
Home.
Try and figure it out right now. What happened now? Tell me now, because after this we're not speaking.
Look, we can. It's
I'm waiting.
It's just like a joke thing.
Is that why you're sending her flowers? That's pretty funny. That's really funny. I'm laughing hysterically right now. Can you tell I'm amused? I feel like you're 19 again.
It's just
you're
like
sick.
A joke that we had one time.
The joke that you had one time followed by flowers. That is hilarious. You should be a stand-up comedian. Are you kidding me right now? You know what's funny? Flowers. Flowers to my babysitter. That's
Aaron? Monica?
Yep.
Wow, dude, I'm really sorry. What are you going to do?
It's done. It's over. Are you kidding me? With a 22-year-old, we have a five-year-old. We are grown-ups, okay? You don't play 19-year-old. That's
you don't
really
believe him?
No, would you?
Yeah.
Make me
it's
feel like
a
I'm
secret thing.
Mm-hmm. Super.
Right.
No, I don't think so. 7 years. Hope it was worth it. I should not have to deal with somebody sending flowers to a 22-year-old babysitter who comes with her business hanging out of her little mini skirt to play with my 5-year-old. How are you going to run and play baseball with my 5-year-old in your mini skirt, girlfriend? And you know what? I'm going to probably call her parents, too, because I know her parents. So we're going to have conversations. Everybody's going to have a nice time. I hope everybody's happy.
I would say be strong, but it sounds like you are. So we're here if you need us.
Yeah, if there's anything we can do for you, Monica.
Just keep it funny in the morning because I'll need some laughs. I appreciate it, okay?
All right. Thanks, talk to you later.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
A very important moment in producer Dan's life. He will be 30 next week, and he has an opportunity to move out of his parents' house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's about that time.
617-931-1234. Should Dan move out, start paying his own way, living the life of a guy in his own place? Where
how much does detergent cost you guys? I have no idea.
It's like $12.
And okay,
you get,
so
that's for
so
a
much
small
stuff
package.
I don't know.
But these are the things that you'll learn. I mean, you know, most of us learned them when we were 21.
Dan, I moved out of my house when I was 18.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but that's different.
And you moved right into the army.
I hate when you guys do this.
Yeah. And they took everything.
Yeah,
they took care of everything for you.
Things are different in 2019.
Things are so different.
My rent in college was $160.
Right. And plus, you know, I was chasing this radio thing.
Yeah.
And for a lot of time when you're on the lower rung of radio, financially it wasn't feasible for me to move out at that time. I was making like $12 an hour, you know that.
Yeah.
But now, luckily things have been going better in my career the last year, like by the grace of God. And now I have the
opportunity. And your talent.
Yes. And now I have the opportunity in the financial means to be able to kind of go out on my own ish because it's technically a downstairs apartment subletted
okay.
in my parents' house, but
that's okay. So what is a pro and what is a con of you moving? Like what are your the biggest hurdles?
Well, being in your own space, your own apartment would be a nice deal
mm-hmm.
for it's hard a lot of reasons to say that way. As
I think we know where you're going
30-year-old
with that
man.
One, you go ahead.
Yeah.
What's the scariest part?
The money.
Okay.
Yeah.
Life is expensive. It seems like being an adult is a lot. I've never checked, but it seems like it's expensive.
I've been thinking about this a lot, Dan, and I would say that, you know, saving the money, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because you just started now making
yeah.
enough money to put a little in the bank.
Right, right.
And I would say, and I can't believe I'm going to say this because, like I said, I moved out when I was 18.
Right.
I moved back in with my parents at one point when I was 30 for like, and I lasted 2 weeks,
mm-hmm.
14 days, and I moved into my own place. But if you're just now starting to make the money, I would say put it on hold for maybe 12 to 24 months. Get yourself some money put away, get ahead of the game so you have a little emergency fund so that if something goes
right.
wrong, especially in the business we work in, things change overnight.
Dramatically.
So if you have 3 months put away or 6 months put away before you move out, that way you hit some rocky roads, you don't have to freak out. You're not forcing yourself to take something you don't really want to take.
Like a nest egg, if you will.
Okay, Dad.
Kennedy,
so
do you have
listen,
3 to 6 months put away?
This is what my father told me when we moved to Memphis and I got a real honest to God job. He's like, do this, this, and this, but I had to buy a house or whatever.
Right.
But at the end of the day, if things go wrong, it's not like you can't move back.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You sort of have this wonderful safety net that this is sort of like you're out of the nest, but just underneath it.
Yeah, my parents have been amazing about the whole thing.
And I just think you need to, this is something you need to do.
I need to grow as a human, kind
of. And you need to be able to have your own space
right.
and what it's like to live your own life.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have this opportunity, then I think it just seems so perfect to me.
Producer Dan from the 774. Wait, you're moving out of an in-law apartment at your parents and into an in-law apartment at your parents?
No, I'm moving out of a bedroom right next to my parents. Into an in-law.
You know, he was living in the house. Now he'll have his own door.
I am very much in the house right now.
From the 774, Annie says, like she knows what adulting is.
Leave
that's
Annie alone, guys.
That's not what she
I'm
said.
So over this. I'm so over this conversation.
From the 978, don't do it. Save, save, save.
But
listen.
I feel like I'm also looking in the perspective of I have leaned on my parents for 30 years.
Yeah, it's a long time.
And maybe they deserve
sure,
to have me
a little
out of
breathing
there.
Space.
My mother is like, stay forever, Dan. And my dad's like, you know what, maybe you could go.
You're good.
I paid for your food for a long time.
I just think it's awesome. I've seen you grow so hard in this past year, and I love it.
All right, 617-931-1234.
I'm going to have a banging house party for my welcome. I am moving in.
Oh, my gosh. Yes, a housewarming party.
My mom and dad will be there because they'll still be right upstairs.
Of course. They're invited.
They're invited. Andy's already making plans.
I'm moving in as well.
We have a Pinterest board already set up for the decoration.
Oh, perfect.
So.
What is your design aesthetic?
You want Lana in on this and get some zebra wallpaper?
I'm going to get zebra bathroom.
Do you have any leftovers?
I hope it comes furnished, or I'll have like a lawn chair.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh,
and milk crates.
I eat off a cooler.
Are you kidding? I have a storage unit full of gross stuff. Honestly, I'll help.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
I need to settle a discussion my wife and I were having about my son Barrett while we were gone, Kennedy. Mm-hmm. He jumped in the pool and went swimming, and we got done swimming.
Yep.
She said, jump in the shower.
What?
Right. And I looked at her and I was like, why does he have to get in the shower? He just got done swimming. She's like, that's gross.
Fact.
There's chlorine in that pool.
Yes.
And then I'm like, yeah, exactly. He's clean.
Chlorine is terrifyingly bad for your skin.
And Annie came in and said she read this whole thread on social media about people going back and forth about whether or not you shower after you're done swimming in the ocean in the pool. And I can't believe it's even a thing.
I'm telling you, every single summer as a kid, if you were in the ocean or the pool, I was like, yeah, I'm good for the day. I mean, I still did it in college, too. I don't want to make it seem like I stopped when I was 5 years old. Like, it was fine.
Oh, my gosh. I was on swim team, and you'd go take a shower.
Why?
Because my hair was straw. Chlorine is terrible
it's
for you.
It's great for your hair because then you're out in the sun. You get that nice blonde look. Yes, the flowing surfer hair don't care.
Yeah, and then it falls right out.
Yeah, that was
Carson.
God. That wasn't chlorine.
I don't know. If the pool or the ocean doesn't count as a shower, I went whole summers as a child.
I went years probably,
much.
Right?
But if you get out of the ocean, you're covered in salt.
Oh, it feels so feeling. Good. It's good for your skin.
So yeah, you get out of a pool and then go shower?
Yeah.
And get out of the ocean, and then when you get home, you take a shower?
Yeah, the outdoor shower.
When I get out of the ocean house. And I would go back to the house, I get in the pool.
Exactly.
Go right from the ocean to the pool, right?
No, that is a shower to me.
Thank you.
Outdoor showers, those are refreshing. And then you get it all out of your hair.
If you're fully submerged in water, you're
it's
fine.
It's good.
Yeah.
I just feel like as a parent, too, during the summer, if your kids, you're like, I don't even want to fight the battle.
Yeah, if chlorine doesn't kill what's on me, soap has no chance.
Yeah, what's Dove going to do?
That's not what I'm saying. I'm not talking about the gross, disgusting things that are in pools. That's a conversation for a completely different day and not this early in the morning.
And especially if it was like after 3 p.m. That's definitely after a shower, right? If we were going to go out that night and I was in the pool until 4 or 5 o'clock, I was planning it that we're like, that was it.
How do you do your hair to go out if you've been in the pool?
What do you mean?
What do you mean? What do I mean? My hair was like... like a straw nest.
If I was in the ocean all day, you get out, you have those nice beach waves.
Okay, you're weird.
Still that
I don't
sea
even
salt
understand
spray.
It.
It's an island ting, Kennedy.
It's
you
an
island ting.
Went to the beach every summer as a kid. I don't know what to say. I guess I'm beaching wrong.
Yeah, I lived on the beach most of my life, and I just never, ever. I would go weeks without a shower.
You're just wasting water. That's what
right.
you're doing.
So am you're I? Telling me when you're at Turks and Caicos, and you and Annie are off on your trip, and you're down there by the pool all day, and then you're not just going to go back and then throw on that sundress and go off to dinner?
No, there'll be showers involved. There'll be
Kennedy's
blow
gonna make me shower.
There'll be blow drying of hair. There'll be all sorts of things.
I'm not gonna sit next to you at the beach bar if you don't shower.
You do whatever you want, Annie Dow. I'm not your mom.
No Bahama Mama's for you.
She's
until
like,
you
get in the shower, you nasty.
But no, like I just feel so stinky afterwards.
No,
like
you just
it.
Came out of the water. You smell like sun-kissed salt water.
No, you don't.
You smell like Kenny Chesney and margaritas.
Okay. Well, not at Revere Beach. You know,
Okay, Revere Beach.
It's enough. It's enough of hating on the Revere Beach. Oh, my Lord. You guys are weird. Or I guess, no, you know what? I'm the weird one.
3-1.
Wow. Yep, that makes me the weird one. That's all right. I'll take it. I think we all knew that anyway.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
So Kennedy has a little bit of sad news. Another relationship in the pooper. Another breakup, Kennedy. I don't get it. I don't get it.
Okay.
Do you want to tell everybody who's...
Before we get all, sad and sad. I see two therapists.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I live with mental illness. I have bipolar disorder. I have anxiety, I have depression. I've got a whole cornucopia of good stuff. And so I go and see these people to give me help. And I think that's very important. And I've been seeing my doctor for...
gosh, 5 years now, I want to say.
Wow.
And he told me after our session, and we just had a great session yesterday, like I was 10 feet tall and bulletproof, that he's retiring.
No.
And I've been trying to figure out the proper verbiage for this all morning, and I just don't think I have it.
Right.
My first response was, blank you. But we talk like that, so it's okay. But he's the nicest, like, you know, older gentleman.
Right.
You know, it's time. His wife has been retired, and like, it's time.
Right.
And, but I was like, well, wait. And I sort of sat there, because I hadn't cried all session. I was super proud. And then I, obviously, just the tears. And I'm like, okay, well, okay. And I tried to ask him, what are you going to do? Tell me about what's your plan. He's like, I'm honestly not sure yet.
Going fishing.
Yeah, pretty much.
You know, this is a big decision, and every day I wrestle with it. Should I have done it or should I not do it? Which I get, you know.
Do you get like another week or is that?
3 months.
Oh, he gives you a 3 month notice?
You don't understand. They really have to give you a long way to get out. Yeah. Because this is a person with whom I have, and I know I share so much with all of you and all of you who listen, but.
It's different when you're in there sharing.
And he knows so much about me and he's helped me so much. And I kind of looked at him and I go, so what happens now?
So are you going to actively look for a new therapist? Are you going to hop on Craigslist and be like, hey.
No. Gosh, no, I can't do that again.
617-931-1234.
I would like to apply.
You know, if we stay in this, I love you, Dan, but no. if I want to stay in the same group or right. go somewhere else. And I have a second therapist that I work with there as well. So we need to get with her.
I just quit my therapist. I just walked away and never called him again.
It happens a lot.
Yeah.
It's so hard to find a good... 2 years or whatever it was.
People ghost therapists?
I just walked away.
Yeah. It's hard to find good ones. And then I feel like you get to a point.
And I think a lot of times it becomes hard. Yeah. It's a lot of work. And you don't want to hear the bad things about yourself. And you don't want to hear that this is who you are and this is what you need to work on. And that part is the hardest part of all. And if you can't do the work... You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And the work is so important when it comes to mental health. You can't just sit there and say, I have depression. You have to work. Mm-hmm. And I believe in that. And so I am bereft. I honestly...
Does he listen? I always wondered that
every
with my
once
therapist.
In a while, they both do. Every once in a while, they will. They try not to make it
right
apart because then they'll bring that into the session with them.
Sure.
But I think with me and what I do in this work and the special things that come along with this work that we don't even realize are psychologically harmful.
Sure.
They like to get a taste every once in a while.
Does he want to come in and play Campy Kennedy on this last day?
He would never. They don't do that. You know, they can't be public like that. So, but I shall miss him terribly. But I have 3 more months with him, so that's
thank God.
So I walked out yesterday.
No, wow.
What does that mean, Annie?
I don't mean that in a bad way.
So much.
I mean it like, thank God he's not leaving next week.
Tomorrow,
like I would be a mess.
That would be difficult. But it was so funny because you know they walk you out a different way than you walk in because you don't go back through the waiting
area. Yeah, of course.
And I looked at him and I said, "All right, I'm not going to hug you today, but you're going to get one before I leave because you just don't have that."
Yeah,
I don't anyway. It is a life altering.
I went through the same thing when I lost my barber.
A barber is like a therapist in a way.
I used to share so much with her, like hair,
money,
right?
That's about it.
Remember that thing I said last time about you had all the good jokes last time and you should get out on top? I meant it.
You flew too close to the sun, Icarus.
From the 781 Kennedy, maybe take this as a graduation.
No, I'll never be done.
Maybe God is sending you a message.
No, I don't believe so. I need the help. I'm not going to go without it. I need the help. I need the meds I'm on.
You have another therapist that you're going to as well.
I have one, but she's a little different.
A little backup.
I don't sit with her and talk. She's more of my meds person.
I got you.
Well, clearly he's done a lot for you because you're handling this great.
Right? I mean, I think I'm a completely different person than I was. I mean,
You've made a lot of strides.
Uh-huh. So I would never, ever go without therapy. But that's just me, and that's what I need.
Sure.
So you're always so open and honest about it, too. You're like a superhero.
I think it's important because there's so many people out there who live with this and don't feel embarrassed to talk about it, don't get help, or do what I did for so many years and numb it out with booze and stuff.
Right.
So,
well, thank you for sharing.
I have a lot of respect for you for doing
that. Thank you. And if you guys ever need help, I will try and help the hardest I can to help you find
it. You probably shouldn't have keyed his car when you left. That was probably not the right thing to do.
Why you want to leave?
Why are you leaving me? Not
you
another
can
man.
Run, but I'll find
one
you.
One more man leaving me.
Kennedy's going to chain herself to the car on the last day.
No!
And now I will send him away with great love, but it's going to be a day. Mm. That is certain.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
I want to play some audio for you. and then I want to play you the remix of the audio. I don't know if you've seen this yet. It's gone viral. It is a very angry gentleman at the bagel stop or the bagel shop or the bagel whatever.
Yep.
And apparently he's been chastised for a very long time about his height. And he feels like he's been dismissed at the bagel shop.
Well, he wanted to be nice to this one lady.
Right.
And then she was like, no, thank you. And then he took out all of the internalization that he's had over many years.
Of years of bullying,
probably. Of women letting him down and let her have it.
You're great women. Why is that okay?
Why is it okay for women to say, oh, you're 5 feet on dating sites? You should be dead. That's okay?
Who said that to you here? Nobody.
Women in general have said it on dating sites. You think I'm making that up? Everywhere I go, I get the same smirk with the biting lip. Shut your mouth. You're not God or my father or my boss. Dude, you want to step outside? You want to step outside? Huh? I'm not scared of you,
pal. Enough.
You shut up, dude.
You shut the
f- go ahead and attack me, big
dog. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I recorded the whole thing.
I love her at the end. I just want my bagels.
I just wanted a bagel.
I just wanted to buy bagels.
That poor guy's, that's been
pent up. He's got a lot.
You know, here's a PSA. Don't scream for someone to hit you if you're not prepared for them to hit you.
Yep.
Someone
out there is going to do it.
So Dan Roach from WBZ-TV, the sports reporter, he sent that out on Twitter and then included the lyrics to I Had a Bad Day from Daniel Powder. So I asked producer Dan to make it happen.
Why is it okay for women to say, oh, you're 5 feet on dating sites? You should be dead. That's okay?
Who said that to you here? Nobody.
Women in general have said it on dating sites. You think I'm making that up? Everywhere I go, I get the same smirk with the biting lip. Shut your mouth. You're not God or my father or my boss. Dude, you want to step outside? You want to step outside? Huh? I'm not scared of you, pal.
Enough.
You shut up, dude. Go ahead and attack me, big dog.
Oh my God! I recorded the whole thing.
Cause you had a bad day. You're taking one down. You sing a sad song.
Thank you for putting that together.
I just wanted a bagel. Maybe it was onion.
A little veggie spread. Cause I'm watching my weight.
Better simmer down, Jiminy Cricket. It goes down in the bagel shop.
Poor guy.
Well, don't scream attack me if you don't want that guy to attack you.
I don't want that smoke in the bagel shop.
You're great women. Why is that okay?
Why is it okay for women to say, oh, you're 5 feet on dating sites? You should be dead. That's okay.
See, be nice to people on Tinder.
You don't want that smoke at the bagel shop. Don't, Kennedy. Put that on my tombstone. You don't want this smoke at a bagel shop.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.